This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Keith Richards, Pete Townsend, Joni Mitchell, Alejandro Escovedo, Andy Summers, Bill Frizzell, Chris Masterson, Jerry Jeff Walker, Mumford & Sons, Patti Smith, Robert Earl Keen. What do all these musicians have in common? Over the years, a who's who of guitar players in search of the perfect instrument have found themselves drawn to a shop in the Texas Hill Country west of Austin. But before the stars routinely sought out Bill Collins' guitars, those in the know, like Lyle Lovett, were getting in line.
I met Bill Collins in 1978. I had a Martin D-35. My folks helped me buy a Martin D-35 in 1975. You know, I'd always been a Martin fan, and I started playing it and played it enough by 1978 that I needed to have some work done on my frets. I was at a club in Houston on a Sunday night, a place called Theodore's over in the Montrose, which was a great original music venue. I went to see Rick Gordon, and as I watched Rick play, I noticed his guitar.
What was so special about the guitar? Well, it was shaped like a Martin 00, small, but it had a cutaway so your hand could reach the high notes, right? A crisp wood binding, beautifully rounded corners, a kind of precision. No logo in the headstock, but this wasn't some ordinary instrument. Where'd you get that? Lyle asked. A friend of mine, Bill Collins, made it. Collins dropped his plans to study medicine to build guitars. It was his passion. Well, Lyle got Bill's number, and Bill said, come on over.
I went to Bill's apartment at 2 o'clock one afternoon. Well, he lived in a two-bedroom apartment. One bedroom was his shop, and the other bedroom was where he lived. And he showed me every piece of wood. He showed me a couple of guitars that he was working on, and I left his apartment that night about 9 o'clock, and we've been friends ever since.
Well, Collins did that fret job on Lovett's guitar, but that wouldn't be enough. Lovett ordered his first real Collins, a great big dreadnought, Indian rosewood, German spruce top. As Lovett proudly notes, the 29th guitar Bill Collins ever built.
Bill Collins made his guitars special. Anything Bill was interested in, he was just deep in his knowledge about anything he was interested in. You know, in these last years, I loved going out to the guitar shop and visiting his hot rod shop. I mean, the detail work that he brought to his guitar making, he did to his restorations in the hot rod shop as well.
Yeah, there were hot rods, and motorcycles are seldom far away. Collins and Lovett loved doing the hooligan stuff in the dirt of Baja and points south of the Texas border, but what really bound them was a mutual love of music, a certain kind of music played with strings thoughtfully crafted to arc just so across a wooden frame, so it has its own voice. Few guitar makers ever really get it right. Folks like Lyle Lovett think Bill Collins nailed it over and over again.
He understood how a guitar should work. He understood classic acoustic guitar design, and he put all that together in his own guitars. You know, I liked the idea that here was one person who was doing an instrument from start to finish all himself. He was selecting the wood, he was deciding based on the wood how the braces should be, how thick the top should be, and the sides and back, and building an instrument to suit the materials, to suit his idea of what a guitar should be. He was able to keep that same individual uniqueness as he grew, which is such a rare thing and a difficult thing to accomplish. But Bill Collins was able to do that.
Over the weekend, as word spread of Bill Collins' passing, a constellation of great guitar players and their fans posted their goodbyes to the 68-year-old master luthier. He'd been fighting cancer for about a year. The little guitar shop in the hill country of Texas will continue turning out guitars bearing the Collins name.